Well, we just had a major we just had a major kind of downpour of snow, but it slowed down in the last few minutes. So it's kind of off and on, and I'd say there's anywhere between 6 and 7 inches of snow on the ground at this point.
Well, what can you tell me about the power situation with Duke Energy as far as any power outages?
Well, across our system in the Carolinas, we have about 9,100 customers out of power. That's actually very good for a storm this size at this pace. So we're very pleased at this point. But we encourage folks to be very careful out there. We have 3,200 workers on the Duke system dedicated to the storm. And then we're bringing in another 1,500 or more from Florida literally today. And so some came in last night. So we're preparing really for the worst and hoping for the best at this point. And but so far, so good. We're hopeful there will be more of a snow event instead of an ice event, because ice is clearly the worst thing for us. And but at this point, most of the snow seems to be blowing off of the trees, at least in the Buncombe County area.
Are you guys anticipating it getting any worse?
Oh, yes. I mean, at this point, there we have our own staff of meteorologists, and they're, you know, and across our system in upstate South Carolina, they're dealing with more of a wet event, freezing rain, that kind of thing. We expect to have some freezing rain later on in the evening, potentially. Depends on how high you are up here in the mountains, but it's really hard to say. You know, if it's largely a snow event and we get under a quarter of an inch of freezing rain, we should be reasonably okay, unless we get a significant amount of wind. But you know, at this point, you know, it's just really hard to tell. It's very early in the storm, and we're not sure what to expect, so we're preparing for the worst.
I know that when it gets really cold, sometimes Duke Energy will put out a statement urging people to conserve energy. I don't know if that's the case when it's snowing, but do you have any recommendations for people as far as energy usage?
Well, it clearly makes sense to save energy, but there is no call to action at this point to reduce power use. We're certainly fine on our system at this point, but clearly people need to be cognizant of it as it's going to be cold through the weekend and they want to keep their power bills low. We just hope they're as efficient as possible. And but at this point, there's certainly no issues in terms of being able to meet the need. We just hope the lines stay up so we can get some power to people's homes and businesses.